Hey everybody, it's the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast, and I'm here with my friend John Lunger.
And I'm here with my friend Glenn Tickle, and we're going to take on Wikipedia like we always do. That was a very energetic welcome.
Yeah, we're going to punch Wikipedia to death.
We're going to punch it so hard its face is going to be concave when we're done with it.
Coming for you, Wikipedia face.
Yeah. So, this is the Wikipedia. Fuck, what am I saying here, man?
Yeah, it's the Wikipedia.
It's the Wikipedia. I'm sorry. Sorry, everybody. You guys deserve better.
We established before the show started that we are both hot and grumpy boys today.
It's true.
It's
is
like
very 100
true. 100 degrees outside, and we're both full of Chinese food. But John Lunger, mm-hmm. I put a call out to the people.
Yep, the masses on the internet.
And I asked them what they want to know more about.
Great, that's what I was trying to say. Like, what's this week's episode going to be? But then my tongue betrayed me.
So I'm going to need a number between 1 and 4, because I didn't do this until about an hour ago. So we didn't get a lot of responses.
2.
Okay. This is a suggestion from our mutual friend, Jason Brown.
Hey, Jason.
And to be fair, the question I put up was, what's something you use or see every day you want to know more about? Mr. Jason Brown... his answer is ferrets. So apparently his home is overrun. And
I'm really concerned, is he using a ferret every day or is he seeing a ferret every day?
I've known Jason for nearly a decade. And as far as I know, I've been to his house a number of times. There's not a ferret there.
You can smell if there's a ferret present.
Yeah, ferrets. I wanted one real bad when I was a little kid and my parents never let me have one. Because they stink that house right up.
Oh, yeah.
They nasty.
And they get all up in your bits.
They got stank glands. So you know. If your friend of 9 years has a ferret, you smell that ferret.
Right. That's some hot content that we should put in its proper place. So we're doing the ferret Wikipedia page?
We're doing ferrets.
All right. Ferrets, commonly known as the tube rat.
Yep. The stretchy mole.
The stretchy mole. The elongated hamster.
Yeah. The hot dog vole.
The drinking straw mouse.
The Play-Doh snake rodent.
The linguini bat. The flightless linguini bat.
Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah, well, I mean...
You can't get it confused with the regular linguini bat.
No. We're better than that.
No.
We are better than that.
There's a common misconception about linguini bats. A lot of people think they're rodents, but they're not.
No?
No. They're pasta.
Oh. If we had any fans, they would be so disappointed in us right now.
Isn't that a thing? Aren't bats not rodents, but people call Batman a rodent a lot?
I didn't
like
know.
Like Penguin, mm-hmm. when he's getting sassy with Batman, we'll call him like a winged rodent.
Right.
But I don't think that's true.
Oh, do they have pouches and they're marsupials?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe some of them have a pouch. I don't know. We're not doing bats.
No, we're doing ferrets.
We're doing ferrets.
And so, Glenn,
flightless linguini weasel.
What would, what would the penguin call ferret man if he was being sassy? Ooh.
There's got to have been a ferret, man.
I mean, at this point, sure. I mean,
stink
they just...
Stink weasel?
Stink weasel? Oh, that's good.
I think weasels might be ferrets. I don't know if there's a legit distinction.
Like weasels are ferrets, but all ferrets aren't weasels or something like that?
Maybe. Like they're a subgroup.
Interesting.
Yeah, they are now. So
okay, so ferrets, the elongated tube rat...
Yeah.
Are members of the Weasalia family.
Sure.
They're mammals.
Definitely mammals. Rodents. Family Rodentia. Order Weasalis.
Phylum.
Phylum. I think phylum might be one up. Genus.
Species?
Species is the bottom one, I think.
I don't know.
I think it's...
Okay, so what are they?
Species, order, genus.
Kingdom?
Kingdom's up top, baby.
Well, I'm just, I mean, come on, man.
Animal, Animalia.
Yeah.
Phylum. Weaseltown. Weselton. That's a joke for my 5-year-old. I don't remember.
I don't know.
There's like a mnemonic device that you're supposed to learn in high school.
Right.
But just, I had such a bad high school biology teacher my freshman year that I genuinely like never wanted to do science again because this woman was so terrible.
See, my freshman biology teacher, he was like the cliche burnout who was almost certainly sleeping with one of the students.
Mm.
Like that was my biology experience. So I was just like, they sat me next to the spiders that were encased in like plastic, you know, and like they just creeped me out.
My high school chemistry teacher was definitely a burnout, but I think he was too old and weird to be getting with any students. I think he was definitely making drugs. I don't think a full-on Walter White situation, but I think like...
I mean, even a half Walter White is pretty fucking intense.
Right. Like, I think just like for personal use. I don't think it was like a let me
that's probably
get a
like,
bunch of money.
That's like not even a quarter Walter White.
Though. Right. Like it's 1/16th Walter White.
Best case scenario.
But he was great and made me enjoy doing science again.
What was his name? You give him a shout out? I don't remember any of the names of my teachers.
Mr. Hodges.
Nice.
I'm trying to remember his first name, but he was my teacher, so I just called him
Mr. Hodges. Yeah.
Miss Horn was my high school biology teacher. I'll give her the opposite of a shout out. I'll give a
Throw some shade.
I'll give a grumpus.
A grumpus.
That's what we're calling it.
A grumpus is the opposite of a shout out.
Is when, because I like science so much, so for somebody to be so unpleasant that you're like, this is my least favorite class to go to. I hate it. Like, that's clearly, I don't think I was the problem in that situation. Every other science class I've ever taken, I've loved, except for that one. That one might be on you, Miss Horn.
Yeah, you earned that grumpus.
Yeah, grumpus. Grumpus on you. But we did not have a ferret in that class.
Ooh, subtle course correction, Glenn.
Ooh,
nice job.
I'm a professional.
Ferrets are actually, if you can hold one briefly, if you don't have to be responsible for its like well-being and those aforementioned stink glands, you can like fold them in half and shit. It's pretty fun. They're wiggly, bendy little.
They're squishy. They love hammocks.
Yeah, they do love hammocks.
Oh boy, do they love hammocks. They like tubes. You get a cardboard tube in there. They play in it. They chew it up. They poop in it for sure. Rodents just dump out wherever. Like it's.
Yeah, they're like
means
birds.
Nothing to them.
Yeah, I mean they have limited to no sphincter control, so they just let it fly.
Gotta control that sphincter.
I mean, it's served me well in terms of life lessons.
Yeah, it's good to control your sphincter. It's also if you're trying real hard not to poop, it's a good ab workout. I don't know if you knew that. I don't know if that would make it to the Wikipedia page for ferrets, but like definitely probably ab muscles.
Right. Yeah.
Because if you're driving somewhere and you have to poop real bad and you're like trying real hard not to poop, like the next day you're gonna feel like you did 200 sit-ups.
I think you just found your own like workout regimen.
Yeah,
like
that's
your own.
It's because it happened to me like 2 weeks ago. I was walking. I'm like, my stomach hurts. Like it feels like I just did 200 sit-ups and I've done 0 sit-ups in the last 5 years.
I don't think you know what 200 sit-ups feel like.
No, I could do 200 sit-ups at one point in my life. I won a sit-up contest.
Really?
So, yeah.
Also not on the ferret Wikipedia page.
No. Our troop name was the ferrets. It wasn't. It was...
This is what happens when you and I eat a lot of Chinese food right before
dumb.
We record.
And when I was in Boy Scouts, I would always insist that... Because you name like your... Your troop is a number, and then there's a subgroup.
And you sure it's not a phylum?
Our phylum. And then I got to be in charge of our Boy Scout troop for a while, so I always insisted that all the names were not like things that you could just buy a patch of. It always had to be something stupid, which I think I was the only one who enjoyed, and then I didn't get to be in charge anymore.
Ferrets. I don't know. We're how many episodes in? I have no idea what the score is or anything, but I think we're tied up. So there is actually a lot of pressure on us, and we have a few minutes before we've got to look at the actual Wikipedia page. If we can kind of burn through this Chinese food silliness and like bunker down, I think we can get some good ferret talk.
What do they eat? What do ferrets like to eat?
Plants. Smaller ferrets. Yes, they are. They exclusively eat other ferrets.
They like to eat Korean style rice cakes. That's what I like to eat. Ferrets, I think they like a vegetable. You probably give them a grape, they lose their goddamn mind.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Their tiny little hands trying to hold onto a grape.
Raccoon hands.
Love it. They
just
love it.
Gobbling up that
little raccoon that hands. Sweet they look like pre-raisin. They look almost like people hands, but like. Definitely not.
Yeah, they love grapes. They love to eat pellets. Maybe not love it, but if you are a responsible ferret owner.
Yeah, domesticated ferrets love pellets.
You got to give them pellets because it balances out their diet.
Right, and it helps their teeth, like because they got pointy teeth. I think there's a thing with ferrets that if they bite you, the only way to get them to like release their grip is to get them wet.
I heard a different, sadder way to get them to release their grip.
I don't want...
Which, look, it's a rough week. I don't want to bring anybody down. Just don't... Try getting them wet first before you do the other one.
Yeah.
Give it a shot.
Give it a... Well, yeah, I mean...
It's already biting your nose. My father-in-law's childhood friend. That's where I heard that other story from. And just, like, he's on there. He's not, like, gnawing away.
Just holding on.
Just hold it on. Just dunk him.
Just dunk him. Dunk him like a fuzzy dunkaroo.
Take him to the carnival. Climb up on that duck tank. Have people give you $1 for 3 softballs, and then they throw it at the target, and then you get that ferret wet. They hate being wet, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah. They can't swim. They do not like being wet. It ruins their stank glands. The stank gland is a very important part of the ferret.
Yeah.
It's the key to their social life.
Yep, it's how they communicate.
Yeah, it's how they reproduce.
How they stank.
Yes. Bring in the fire. Bring in the heat here. With ferrets. What the fuck was Jason thinking?
Can we go back to why? Like, what? I know it's a joke, but honestly.
But, like, is it?
I think so, because, of course, everything he posts online is an attempt at a joke. Not all of them are good.
Are you
Jason?
Are you giving him a grumpus right now?
Yeah, I'm giving you a grumpus.
Oh, no.
For this suboptimal suggestion. I just want, like, he doesn't work in a pet store. He doesn't have a pet ferret. This region of Pennsylvania is not like it's not like squirrels. Like, you probably see a squirrel every day. You're not out there tripping over ferrets. You lie. I think he lied. I think he's a lying liar who lied. He's never seen a ferret before in his life. Ferrets aren't even real. They're cryptids, like Bigfoots.
What's a cryptid? I don't actually know what that word is.
Yeah. Is like a Bigfoot. Like a Bigfoot or a sea monster or Jersey Devil.
So a mythical, an unyet verified.
Yeah, not like myth, like not like a griffin.
Right.
Like things that
could theoretically be real, but we've never actually seen one.
Yes, like unverified things that some people think are real because they don't appreciate verifiable information. Ferrets are one of them. Ferrets aren't real. That's the stance I'm taking. They don't exist.
Okay, ferrets aren't real.
They're just all weasels. Some people just take a weasel and they say this is a ferret. It's not. There's no difference.
No, they're just slender. They're slender weasels.
They're just slim down weasels.
Right. They're weasels that have had to poop for a while, so they've got incredible ab workouts and they've become very narrow.
They really nail that sphincter control. Famous ferrets.
Wow. I don't know that there are famous ferrets.
Swiper from Dora the Explorer. Is he a ferret?
I honestly miss Dora the Explorer. You have little humans in your life. I don't.
I do, but they don't mess with Dora. My kids are too young for... Oh, since the last episode recorded, I had another kid.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Well, just because I brought up the one a whole bunch of times, right. I don't want... Now that I'm referencing multiple children, I don't want a listener to be like, did he just not ever want to talk about his other child, just the one.
Well, you did mention your five-year-old earlier in this episode, continuing the streak of you mentioning her in every single one.
Yeah, a five-year-old and a one-week-old.
Who's at this point, yeah.
Working on sphincter control.
She's crushing it from what I hear.
Poops so many times in a day. Daddy's very proud. Yeah, ferrets are stink weasels. They eat pellets and fruit. And bugs.
Where was their natural habitat?
The woods.
Okay. They live in hollowed out trees and or in holes that they dig.
If you have a hammock in your yard and you leave it up all the time, they will build their nest on it because they love hammocks so much. I think Swiper from Dora might be. Because my kids are too young. Dora's not really popular anymore.
Oh, man.
What's when I was right a substitute now? Teacher, I think it was still popular. So I'm aware of the cat. But like, I can picture him. And he might be a raccoon.
Right. And there, I was thinking, like, I
think. Or he might just be a weasel. But as we established, weasels and ferrets are the same thing.
Right. And is a mongoose basically the same thing, too?
Yeah. I think that's just another name for.
Because that was the famous mongoose, like Ricky Ticky.
Ricky Tabby.
Yeah. Like, that's the closest to a famous ferret that I could come up with.
Yeah. He's probably on there. There's got to be, like, a ferret superhero. You made the joke earlier. But
Ferret Man?
At some point, there's got to be, like.
Well, I mean, they've got the unbeatable squirrel girl.
Yeah.
Right.
The very beatable Ferret Man.
Yeah, because he's imaginary.
He's just the stink on this fella.
All right. So, before we dive in.
Before we surrender.
Before we surrender, we do have to read the actual Wikipedia page. We got to do a shout out to our sponsor, Glenn. This week, the Improvised Wikipedia podcast is brought to you by Umbrellas.
Umbrellas. Is it raining? Get one.
Thanks, Umbrellas. All right. I have pulled up the Wikipedia page for ferret. Starts off with an important note that says this article is about the mammal.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Hell yeah, it is.
We said that already. They're
we
mammals.
Did. The ferret, Mustelia putorius furro, is the domesticated form of the European polecat. So ferrets are domesticated.
Yeah, they are. I should have known polecat. There's a book that I don't remember the name of or the author, that it's his third book, and it's, I like his other two better, but I read it and it was still fun, and there was a criminal in it called Polecat, and I think one person calls her the ferret at one point. I should have thought of it.
I love every part of that story.
Very sleepy.
Yeah.
Adam Davies.
Shout out to Adam Davies.
Read the whatever book is about stealing things.
All right, so the European, it's the domesticated form of the European polecat. It's a mammal belonging to the same genus as the weasel.
Hell yeah, it is.
Yeah, they typically have brown, black, white, or mixed fur. There's an average length. Their lifespan, 7 to 10 years.
I would have said 10.
Yeah, there you go. You would have been right. But you didn't say it, so it doesn't count.
And said facts instead of talk about Chinese food and being grimy.
Oh, it was so good, though.
So good.
I had some beef ho fun, and it was... It was mo fun than I was thinking it would be. All right. Ferrets are sexually dimorphic predators, with males being substantially larger than females. Blah, blah, blah. The history of the ferret's domestication is uncertain, like that of most other domestic animals, but it is likely that ferrets have been domesticated for at least 2,500 years. They don't say why. They just say that it's likely that for 2,500 years the ferret
has
been domesticated.
Well, I think we could come up with a reason.
Well, why? 2,500 years ago, why was the ferret domesticated?
2,500 years ago, houses smelled too good. So they're like, we got to get some polecats in here to just really stink up the joint.
Yeah, there you go. Being so closely related to polecats, ferrets easily hybridize with them, and this has occasionally resulted in feral colonies of polecat-ferret hybrids that have caused damage to native fauna, especially in New Zealand.
Ooh, New Zealand, get your weasel situation under control.
Unbelievable. All right, so the name ferret is derived from the Latin ferretus, meaning little thief. a likely reference to the common ferret penchant for secreting away small items.
Mm, like so maybe from a little Spanish girl's backpack.
Possibly, yeah. Mm. You're stroking your mustache like you think you've made a big realization.
I think I might be right about Swiper being a ferret.
Yeah, there you go. Characteristics, they usually have about 3 to 7 kits. A kit is a baby weasel. They become sexually mature at approximately 6 months, and they have a lifespan that's 7 to 10 years. They spend 14 to 18 hours a day asleep. Probably why they like hammocks so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, you. When you're that bendy and that sleepy, you need a bedding situation that
you just
conforms.
Pull yourself up in a little wheel on that hammock. It's a good nap. That's what
right.
It is.
All right. Like many other mustelids, ferrets have scent glands near their anus.
Yeah, they
sorry.
Do.
I giggled because I knew the word anus was coming up. I saw it ahead as I was reading ahead, and I couldn't handle it.
I'm never going to fault you for giggling at the word anus, friend. Mm.
The secretions are used in scent marking. Excuse me. I read that wrong. Ferrets can recognize individuals from these anal gland secretions.
We covered that.
Yeah,
so that's how they socialize. You know your buds because of their secretions.
All right, so I read ahead. I'm really excited about this sentence. If excited, they may perform a behavior called, quote, the weasel war dance, characterized by frenzied sideways hops and leaps and bumping into nearby objects. Despite its common name, it is not aggressive, and it's a joyful invitation to play. So that's kind of an endearing little
thing. They're out there in the pit. They love it.
So there's some stuff about what they eat. They have a short digestive system and quick metabolism, so they constantly eat.
They have a short digestive system?
Yeah, you would think it's super long.
They look so long and squishy.
No, I think, like, you know, our intestines are, like, wheeled up. There's just, like,
their
a straight line.
Their buttholes, like, halfway?
Yeah, their buttholes.
It's, like, halfway up their little body?
Yeah, it's belly button. They poop out their belly right button. Out.
Or instead of, like, twist the intestines.
It's just a straight tube, yeah.
A straight line.
Yeah, we have crazy straw intestines. They just have a straight line. It's a normal straw. Ferrets are known to suffer from a lot of distinct health problems. So, yeah,
why
this
was
is bad.
There just a cross-section of a male penis?
Oh, because I hovered over adrenal glands, pancreas, and it's a pancreas. You thought it does look very phallic, but it's actually a pancreas gland. If you go to this Wikipedia page for ferret, under health, and you hover over pancreas, something that is supposed to be a pancreas, but objectively is a penis, pops up.
Lean in here and snap a pic.
Okay.
For that there for the fans.
Yeah, this is making great audio.
I'm going to cut this part out. I'm probably not going to.
No, you're not. We don't have time for that.
I'm a lazy editor.
All right, history of domestication, even though
you
earlier.
You just said you didn't know.
Yeah, I know, and yet here we are, 2 paragraphs of it. The original reason for ferrets being domesticated by humans is uncertain, but it may have involved hunting. According to some studies, the ferret was domesticated from the polecat. We know that already. Oh, my God. This is all just stuff that we already know.
Yeah, you can't just say things a bunch of times, Wikipedia.
Come on, Wikipedia.
And
all right.
Act like it's new things.
All right. Ferrets might have been used by the Romans for hunting, but that's it. There's one sentence and
how?
There's no explanation. And it doesn't give it to you. It doesn't
here
say.
Here comes a bear. Throw a bunch of weasels at it.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Then there's a note about them as pets. They were relatively rare as pets until the 80s. By 1996, there's about 800,000 domestic ferrets being kept as pets, but that's the most recent stat that they have, really. 1996, come on, Wikipedia. Let's make one up. In 2018, there are upwards of 500,000 domesticated ferrets. It decreased by 300,000.
Wow. They're less popular.
They are.
Because of that stank.
Yeah.
Oof. They're fun, like, if your friend has a ferret to play with for 10 minutes.
Right. And then you were like, hey, can we go to someone else's house?
Yeah, can we go outside in the fresh air? And it takes a lot for me to want to go outside in the fresh air.
Then there's, like, some notes on their the terminology of their coloring. So, like, they've got weird.
There's white weasels. There's stripy weasels. There's spotted weasels.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically it. And then there's import restrictions. You can't take ferrets to Australia.
Well, no, because then they're mixing with polecats like in New Zealand, and then it goes, you know, it's buck wild out in the bush.
If you're going to import a ferret into Canada from anywhere except the U.S., you need a permit.
Hmm.
Right. In the European Union, ferrets can travel freely within the EU.
So. I know what they mean, but like now just picturing one of them with like a little Euro pass, just riding the rails.
Right.
Having a nice time.
You're going through the tunnel and you're seated next to a ferret.
Yeah, it's just he's curled up in a little hammock by the window eating grapes.
Right. Yeah, so that's it. That's the Wikipedia page for ferrets.
I'm disappointed in both of us.
I am. Like, we were clearly dicking around.
I guess
around.
All three of us. Us as a team. I meant both, like, us as a team and Wikipedia as a team.
I knew what you were saying.
We didn't do a great job.
No.
But neither did Wikipedia.
I mean, truthfully, no, they didn't.
It's a pretty scant.
I mean, they labeled a penis a pancreas,
yeah,
for Christ's
sake. Yeah, there's
definitely,
there's one more side cross-section of a human penis than we mentioned.
Right.
We didn't mention penises one time until now when it's been several times.
And they didn't mention sphincters really at all.
No, we talked a lot about sphincters and controlling them.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. This feels like a tie. Like, neither one of us deserves a win here.
I think that's what it is. Is it's not that either of us... There's no victor this day.
No. No.
Wikipedia needs to step their ferret game up.
We need to take our podcast duties more seriously.
Well, I think it's, you know, it's we've taken a couple weeks off because some of us are out there repopulating the earth for the upcoming rebellion. But Wikipedia, I don't, like, that's not Wikipedia's excuse. Wikipedia's not out there having kids.
Right.
Getting up every 3 hours to poop.
Yeah, I'm not either, though, so.
But as like a team,
okay,
we average one kid per team member.
Yes, we do. You're right. We do average that.
And Wikipedia, how many Wikipedia people are there?
I mean, technically the whole world.
Yeah. How many full-time Wikipedia employees do you think there are?
17.
Is that just your go-to? Is that like your Weird Al 27?
Yeah, man.
Weird Al references the number 27 in a lot of stuff.
27's a great number, too.
It's pretty good.
Well, I mean, that's it. We have to end the episode by coming up with a fake fact. But honestly, reading that page, it all feels like fake facts. My choice would be that the ferret, commonly known as the flightless linguini bat.
Yeah, flightless linguini bat. There it is.
That's it.
I think if we want to try to legitimately sneak it in here, if you put it under the section where they talk about the different types of markings, where if you describe some kind of fur pattern on a ferret and saying that's the flightless linguini bat pattern, I think that has a better shot of slipping through one of the 17 employees.
Yeah, we've never actually updated these pages. We're kind of letting it up to you, the listener, to
we're
do
not
it if you see fit.
You, the listener, to go deface Wikipedia pages.
No, but like we're saying, if we were going to do it in your shoes, that's what we would do.
Right. If we were you, these are the facts that we would add to Wikipedia pages.
Well, I think that brings the score to be 5 wins for us, 5 wins for Wikipedia, and I think 3 ties now. Maybe. I don't know. We're barely keeping score, Glenn.
We should just, everyone should just lose a point after that one.
I like it. All right. This is the end of the podcast. Remember to do all those things that they tell you to do at the end of other podcasts, like subscribe and stuff like that. That would help us out. If you want to get a hold of us, we're on Twitter at ImprovWikipod.
Yeah.
As well. So do those things.
Also, I looked it up and Swiper is a fox.